Okay, in around 2 or 3,000, the Sumerians lost political dominance. They were still around. The people were still there, but they lost control, and they were taken over by a Semitic group of people. This Semitic group came from the city of Akkad, which is right in the center of your map, and you can see it there, labeled with the question mark next to it. The Akkad was the first of the city-states to really successfully conquer its neighbors. It was under the leadership of a guy named Sargon, who's the king to the on the left-hand side of your screen there. And under Sargon, the Akkadians conquered their neighbors, and they created the First World Empire. You can see that in the blue there. The red area on your map is where the Sumerians were. Those were the people we talked about earlier. Remember, they were each independent. Each of those little cities was an independent country. That changed when the Akkadians took over, and they conquered all this area, all the blue and the red area, and they made it one big empire. What we need to really remember about the Akkadians is, first, that they adapted the culture of the Sumerians. Okay, they took the Sumerian written language, cuneiform, and they used it to write out their spoken language, which was Semitic. They took the Sumerian religion and sort of used it for themselves. They took basically the whole Sumerian culture, and they maybe changed it a little. They adapted it to their own culture, but then continued to use it. So remember, the Sumerians laid the cultural foundation for all of Mesopotamia, so each empire that comes after it really builds on the original Sumerian blueprint. The Akkadians bring unity to Mesopotamia by creating a uniform system of weights and measures. Okay, they created a standardized format for all official documents, so all government documents were the same. They created an organized way of collecting taxes using their official documents and official and uniform system of weights and measures. It made collecting taxes much easier. They maintained a standing army. They kept their Akkadian army in each of the cities that they conquered. They had different garrisons in each city. Akkadian governors were appointed to run each of the cities that was conquered. So really, they're the first group to build an empire.